There we go. All right, welcome in, everybody. It's a Friday show. Sun is shining for now. I think we are going to get some rain for Mother's Day, but it looks like it's going to be a good day. Going to start the show. Sasquatch, 6'8".
And a half.
Mr. Andy was on last night. And
it was. He said things.
Yeah, I'm done.
I wouldn't know. My doctors told me, listen. Not to my doctor said under no circumstances. This happened back last April. He said, listen, under no circumstances are you watch these press conferences.
Your heart condition.
My wife backs it up.
People don't realize, Sasquatch, Dwight, when Andy is on, when we have him on, when you guys have him on news,
this is true.
He takes the headphones off. And then he asked me, is he done? And I have to tell him, yes, he's done.
No, this is 100% true. And sometimes, and Sasquatch, forgive me for this, okay?
Right.
But sometimes I get pissed off at you.
He yells things about you.
Because I'll say, because you'll say, you know, your newscast will be, Andy said that now you can have a Zoom press conference without a mask. And then you'll play in actuality.
This is Governor Beshear, and you can now have a Zoom press conference without a mask.
I'm like, why are they playing the actuality? I don't want to hear his voice.
You're not doing Dwight's heart condition any good.
What are you doing, Sasquatch?
Seriously, don't you care?
I'll make sure that I circulate a memo around the newsroom.
Thank
that
you.
Okay. Dwight's health, we should minimize.
Okay. He is graciously going to allow more numbers up, but at the end of the month. So he teases you with, I'm going to announce some new or less restrictions.
Okay.
And then 6 months from now.
What?
So,
and then he showed a picture of a rock some kid painted.
I'm so done.
See?
I am done. I'm all in for protecting whoever. But this,
sure.
But here's the numbers. In critical thinking. The people that die from this have already got, all of them, 100% have gotten the shot. All of them. Even the political folks that are old, they're like, I don't care, give me the shot, I gotta get out to wherever I gotta go. So the people that die, which are the elderly, they've all been vaccinated. All of them. All of them.
Especially when you take into consideration that the average old age of the General Assembly is 112.
Yes.
Right?
They were the first ones in line.
Yes.
Right.
So let's eliminate.
Well, no, they say, hey, we remember the plague of 1412, and this is what we did then.
So let's go to the other direction. So all the old folks have had the shot. They're vaccinated. Let's go the opposite
we've shot
end.
The geezers.
Yeah, the kids don't get sick from this.
No, well.
So let's go. So to both ends. So the kids, they don't really get sick from this. The old people, they've been vaccinated. So let's look at the middle. That's us, right? 50% of the middle have been vaccinated in Jefferson County and in the state of Kentucky. So now the people that die from this actually have been vaccinated. The young people, they don't get sick.
Well, look at the survival rate is what I want to look at.
Yes.
The survival rate of the virus.
Listen, strep throat is out there, and it's going to get you.
Strep throat will get you. So
it's just a pain.
I'm done. I'm done with the masks. And here's where the watershed moment was, and we all talked about it last Saturday. It was the Derby. It's all about video. When you see the video of 51,000 in Churchill Downs. When you see 51,000 people at Churchill Downs with no mask, nobody's wearing a mask. Andy Beshear is there with no mask. The mayor's there with no mask. Their entourages have no masks. It was fantastic, and we had maybe the best Derby of my lifetime at the track. That was the watershed moment. We are now, so you're Thursday, Friday, there's no outbreak, we're done,
and,
I'm done.
And that's what pisses me off the most is the hypocrisy.
Yes.
This place, he will bend over backwards and do anything he can for his bosses, but then you go to Slugger Field and they're held at, you know,
oh no, baseball, that's a very dangerous sport when it comes to COVID.
I have forgotten my mask so many times going into stores now. Because I used to wear it religiously, and I was like, oh, my mask. And now I'm getting pissed because I'm just,
I keep one in my pocket, but if I walk up to the store and there's no sign on the door that says mask required, like I went into a place yesterday, I had to run an errand, and it said mask encouraged but not required. I'm like, well, I'm not encouraged to wear it.
See, I keep several of them still in the plastic container they purchased them in, right here in my fanny pack.
Yeah.
And I just unzip it right here, right. And I get one out. If someone needs one, I'll lend them.
Your heart pills are right next to
my heart pills, right.
And if Andy comes on, you could take a heart pill.
You talked about the kids not getting sick. JCPS has been back on their hybrid schedule for, what, a month now, give or take?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about a school outbreak situation.
Yes, because you know why? Because the CDC reported 5 months ago it doesn't spread in schools.
Listen to the three of you. Listen, this is very...
This is not your show, Dr. Fauci.
Listen, but I have to interject myself because this is very dangerous behavior. I went to science school, and this is what I would tell you about this virus.
Science school.
This virus doesn't care if you're rich or poor. The virus doesn't care if you're tall or short. It doesn't care if you're a Magnum P.I. fan or a Simon & Simon fan. It doesn't care if you like Mounds or Almond Joy. It doesn't care if you like Van Halen or Van Hagar. It doesn't care if you like this.
All right, enough, Dr. Fauci,
what are you doing in here, man?
Seriously, Tony, stop it.
Don't call me Tony. My name is Anthony.
Your name is Tony Fauci.
No, it's Anthony Fauci.
How does he get in here?
Number one, we don't show up to your press conferences and start telling wee-wee jokes and stuff like that.
Well, maybe we should.
That would be inappropriate. Yeah.
No, thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Can you leave, please? Can we just do our show? We want to talk to Sasquatch, not you.
You know what? I've got concerns because we just got like a 4-page PowerPoint presentation memo from management about no visitors in the building.
I know.
And then Dr. Fauci's so here.
Listen, I am immune to that because I am a scientist. Okay, man, just please.
I don't remember seeing that in the PowerPoint.
Please. Okay, listen, I will bid you adieu.
Thank you.
I will bid you adieu for now. But listen, reckless behavior would not be tolerated.
Golly.
Can we upgrade security?
I don't know. How did he get a pass? Did Josh issue him a pass to get in here, or is this like a CDC privilege thing?
Look, I know when somebody's about to throw a punch, I thought he was going to hit you.
I did too. The little guy,
he was fired up.
Yeah, he was going to hit you.
I hate the way that when he sits, he's got to sit on these phone books here.
He's a little shorter. So if he punches you, it's going to hit that belly and go boom.
I wonder if he goes to Shoney's if they got to bring out one of those Dr. Fauci booster seats.
Listen, there is no need for a menu. I will be having the breakfast bar.
Oh, okay, all right. You know what? I haven't been to Shoney's in a long time, but there was nothing better when you were in your late teens or early 20s. If the Shoney's had a buffet bar.
The breakfast bar.
The breakfast bar, they were like for... Remember back then it was like $3.95. How do you get back in here, Dr. Fauci?
Listen, the buffets are very reckless behavior. Do not participate in buffets.
We're talking about the 80s, Dr. Fauci.
We're 80s. We're not talking about present time. Just sit over there, man.
All right, I'm going to get...
Because every Shoney's location in town that I know of is in El Nopal now.
Right. Right. I miss Danner's.
All right.
Okay.
Kentucky Kingdom opens tomorrow. All weekend, you've got the Bats, including Mother's Day on Monday. I think they still have tickets left. Obviously, you go to batsbaseball.com or 212-2287. Give them a call and get your ticket, which is on your phone. You won't have to actually have a ticket. So you can just buy it and then take that there. Mm-hmm. This one's interesting. This made national news. The England and France are engaged in a naval standoff. When's the last time you've heard this?
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
My money's on England.
On England, too.
Listen, was it three to one,
you think?
Listen, if Pennsylvania was going to invade France, my money would be on Pennsylvania.
I mean, France is the world surrender champion.
I know, right?
France
you're
deployed.
Gonna pick a war with anybody. Go to France.
Right.
Okay.
Their only move is to take off their white gloves and smack you across the face. Outside of that, they got nothing.
And then they say, "You, sir," after they smack you with the glove. So Thursday, long simmering dispute over post Brexit fishing rights escalated in the English Channel. France deployed two maritime patrol boats in the waters off British Channel. And here is, I actually have sound from the exchange, if you're ready.
Oh.
Yeah, you might want to buy.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction.
Oh, my word.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Oh.
Well,
wow,
that got heated. That was clearly the French side of things.
Oh, my gosh. So, that got heated, man. Yeah.
And wait a minute.
Yeah. We've got 15 old guys fighting over a fishing spot.
Yeah.
That's what this is about?
What kind of lube are you using?
Wait a minute. The French government has suggested it could cut power supplies to the island if the fishermen are not granted full access to U.K. fishing waters.
Oh, now Kentucky's involved?
You know what? And then the U.K. will send a scout of a troop of Boy Scouts over there, beat the French, and turn the power back on.
Let's hear the French again.
Yeah, let's do
Let's hear the French again.
I talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal, food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction.
Oh my gosh, that's strong language,
I don't know if that is a break of international protocol.
I think it is. But
that's a threat.
You know, Dwight, though? Here's what I think, because if you trace back our city's lineage, somehow we're French.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to know that, but somebody stole the
Louisville? Oh, yes.
King Louis?
Yeah. But, see, that's why apparently all of this stuff happens to us is because we're partially French and we're just, like, inclined to giving up.
I think our mayor is French for sure.
Oh, damn you all. Damn you all. Another thing that will make your head explode, Ohio. Yeah, Ohio now is they have gambling.
Yeah.
For years. They actually have
They've had casinos.
Oh,
yeah, they have regular casinos.
They've had casinos in downtown Cincinnati for years. But Ohio now is going to introduce a bill to allow legalized sports gaming so you can bet on games.
Of course.
They're the next domino.
I wonder if we were ever to get
pointed out now that the only state that touches Ohio to not have sports gaming is
Kentucky.
There you go. I wonder if we ever do get casinos. I wonder where in the world it will go.
I bet Carl knows.
I bet he does, too.
I bet he does, too. Carl's on vacation till Monday.
All right, let's get into...
You want to do the joke of the day?
Let's get into joke of the day. It's a Friday. That means we're going to do a bar joke, because I would say the most of us are going to be walking into a bar tonight, would we not?
And by most of us, you mean you?
Well, yeah, it's Friday night.
No, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone knows... I only drink on the weekends.
Well, Friday's your Baranos night anyway, isn't it?
Friday is my Baranos night. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And Monday.
Excuse me.
Why is he here? Why are you here, Dr.
Fauci? I would like to do the joke of the day.
No. Scientists have no good jokes.
Listen, I was going to do the joke, man.
This is a joke that we used to tell in science school.
Okay, science.
Oh, he's getting the music now.
Okay.
Dr. Fauci.
Listen, thank you, Rick, for the music. Okay, listen, this is Dr. Fauci with a science joke I learned in science school.
Okay.
A neutron walks into a bar.
A neutron walks into a bar.
Yes, and it says, how much for a beer? The bartender says, for you, no charge.
I don't get it. We're not scientists. I don't get the joke.
Oh, neutrons aren't charged.
No charge to a neutron.
I'm going to do the joke of the day.
No, that was the joke.
No, I'm doing a joke. It's not going to be Fauci. Come on. Are you serious? Let me do a joke and tell me which one's better.
Sasquatch, has Dr. Fauci had a funnier joke than Dwight's had this week? Yeah.
I rest my case.
I think we should hear Dwight.
All right, let's hear. Let's hit the music again. Hit the music again. There we go.
All right, you were talking about the French a minute ago. It reminded me of this guy walks into a bar joke.
Okay. All right.
Take this, Fauci. A Frenchman walks into the bar with a kitty cat on his shoulder, okay?
Oh, Lord, please don't go in the direction I think you're going.
Oh, no.
The kitty cat's wearing a little baseball cap, and the bartender says, hey, that's neat. Where did you get that? Kitty cat says, France. They got millions of them.
That was the stupidest joke.
Thank you. It's not a stupid joke.
Dr. Fauci's right. The cat.
Dr. Fauci's right.
You're expecting the doc on this one.
Yeah. Dr. Fauci's
The cat was
correct.
talking.
Will Clark, we might need you later for trivia with Haley Hansen, because I can't allow just Dwight and Rick and Dwight and Haley to do the.
Wait, why is Dwight participating twice? Does he have multiple personalities?
Well, actually, he does.
Wait, who's our lifeline?
I would gladly participate.
With Dr. Fauci.
Why is he still in the building?
Come on, man, get out of the studio.
Might not need you, because Dr. Fauci apparently is going to stick around. All right, you stick around. Back after this.
It's all on the way on News Radio at 40 WHAS.
Thank you. Going to be a fun day today on the Tony and Dwight Show, so please stick around all morning. We're going to talk about that Final Four game between Louisville Field Hockey is in the Final Four. They play today at 1 o'clock on ESPN3. We're bringing Courtney Donahoe from the Bloomberg Money Minute. How are you, darling?
I am Friday-ing. Because we got an ugly jobs report that came out earlier. So, you know, I'm just looking ahead to having my cocktail for the weekend, enjoying Mother's Day, maybe getting some peace and quiet in the bathroom by myself for a second.
Hey, it's a little personal. It's a little personal.
Yeah, it's a little personal. But when you have small kids, they're like, oh, mommy, we're just going to follow you everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for locked doors.
I know. But I'm still trying to process this jobs report this morning.
It's the opposite of what trends we have been seeing, and I thought that we were going to see a little bit better, but 6.1 or 266,000 jobs in April.
Yes, and the prediction, though, that was for a surge of about 1 million. It actually missed all economists' expectations. We were expecting this big number because everybody's saying the labor market's getting a little bit better. The unemployment rate edging up 6.1%, but this is consistent with what we're hearing from recent comments from company executives saying that there is a big challenge in filling open positions. Some people are saying, okay, well, all the benefits that we're getting from the government, why work? So that has been a problem. Yeah. And actually, there was a new report out that shows that 44% of small business owners had open jobs that they couldn't fill last month. Even if they're offering better pay, they're actually saying one-third of these small businesses actually raised the pay. That's the most in more than a year. And people are saying, yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, so the unemployment, they need to stop. I can't believe I'm saying it because we're in Kentucky and our people still haven't gotten their unemployment yet. For the rest of the country, that their states pulled it off. I saw the story last night. Florida's been open for months, and the the restaurants and all, they're like, I don't have the employees. I can't get any. I've raised salaries across the board, and I still can't get people to come to work.
Yeah, because people can stay at home. If the benefits that you're getting are a little bit better, that's why. So this debate is going to actually be happening. President Biden, he's going to be coming out later on. He's going to be speaking later on today, and most likely he's going to comment about this, saying, well, you know, we are giving out these benefits because look at these weak numbers. So it's kind of a when you're looking at it, it's a bit circular. So but as a result, we did see stock index futures pull back right away. They were higher through most of the morning, but now S&P futures, they're only up about 0.2%, and Dow futures actually move lower. They're down 35 points. But I do have another story for you. Baby got back. Demand for butt implants soared during the pandemic.
For men or women?
All across the board.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dwight and I could use that. We don't have a lot of butt.
You don't have that back? Come on. Shake that healthy butt.
No,
according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, butt implants rose 22% last year. And dermatologists are saying social media is the force. People seeing tighter, rounder assets on Instagram and wanting to be able to get that perky butt.
What's up?
So we'll see what happens. They're also saying people sitting at home during the pandemic is giving them pancake butt. So that's when I didn't even realize that was a term. But
never heard of that before.
People have pancake butt and they're complaining about it. So yes, that's why we are seeing. But hair transplants actually were down. That was the big loser of the pandemic. Yeah, I know. So now the markets are open. So let me give you all the good.
It was a big day yesterday, by the way.
Yes, it was a huge day yesterday. The Dow up over 300 points. Not so good today because of that report. So we're seeing the S&P futures up about a tenth of a percent. We're seeing the Dow, it's actually not futures because we're open. The Dow now lower. It's down about 70 points. With the News Radio 840, WHAS, Bloomberg Money Report, I'm Courtney Donahoe.
Hi, this is Gloria Gaynor, and you're listening to Tony and Dwight.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking...
All right, people.
Man, let Gloria Gaynor sing, man.
Sorry.
She's got to get to...
Oh, here
listen
we go.
To
does it
parts.
Play out or not?
You're right, it might not. Go ahead.
You're going to cut it off,
Thank you, Gloria
Gaynor.
You're going
to cut it off. Okay, University of Louisville, I never, ever thought they'd get here. But number three seed field hockey team is in the Final Four today. I love field hockey. My daughter played it for years, and a very good friend of mine is a coach at Stealth, which is the club team, one of the club teams in Louisville, and she's one of the best. She played field hockey at Ballard High School and is now a coach and a mom. We bring her in now. Connor, how are you, sweetie?
Hi, how are y'all today?
No, we're doing good, Connor. I haven't seen you since Kenny's Garage broadcast.
Yeah, Kenny in the Garage.
Listen, you guys, it's been too long. And Dwight, can I just tell you that Kenny could have just given you some of his hair? I mean, we've been all this time to cut his hair, and he won't do it.
It wouldn't have matched. It wouldn't have matched.
Dude.
We could have dyed it. It would have been perfect.
No, it would have been perfect.
I only trust We Grow Hair Indy.
Trust, look, she's my producer on when I used to do television. And you know what? Just trust the producer, all right? She's going to take care of you. So
I wouldn't trust Connor with my lunch order.
Right. Oh. All right. So,
come on.
She has a field hockey stick, and she will hit you with it.
Hey, my nephew, Will Smith, played field hockey. No, wait a minute. That's my niece, Shelby, played field hockey.
Yeah. She played for...
Actually, she still plays Center College, but they didn't advance. But University of Louisville, they've advanced. How about that?
Connor, you and I talked about that yesterday. Talk about it.
It's an amazing feat. I mean, for any school to get to the Final Four in any sport, I mean, it's huge. That means you're one of the top four teams in the entire nation. And for U of L to make it this far... Listen, I used to go to their camp when I was a kid. And Traeger Stadium was brand new and all this stuff. And nobody ever thought that U of L field hockey would advance to the position that they are now. But it is amazing. I'm so happy for all of those girls. There are six Louisville girls on that team. And it's just, I mean, it's an amazing feat.
So they will play Michigan. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Today at 1 o'clock, they are the overall number one seed. Am I getting that right?
No, Tony, you're never getting it right.
It's North Carolina. It's North Carolina.
North Carolina and Iowa play today at 1. North Carolina is the number one seed. Louisville plays Michigan today at 4 o'clock on ESPN3.
Okay, here's my question to you, Miss Field Hockey, because I didn't play field hockey, but I did play ice hockey.
You were cut from the team.
I was cut from field hockey, and then so I went on and played ice hockey for about 12 years. But one of the stinkiest things on planet Earth is a man's hockey bag.
Oh.
Does that translate to field hockey as well? Here's my point. We're on the ice and it's cool, but you still sweat and all your gear and you can't get... The smell would stick to your skin, as a matter of fact. Does that translate?
The stinkiest person you will ever meet is a field hockey goalie after a game.
Well, you haven't met my wife.
I know this.
Tony can definitely vouch for that because Maggie was a goalie. Bless her heart. I love her so much, but she was stinky.
Stinky.
But don't most vanities have that aroma to them to just naturally?
Some people find it sexy. But we used to take the stuff. We take her outfit out there, and we would hose it down in the yard, and like a dog. And
then the grass stunk.
Oh my God, it was so bad. But I love field hockey. I fell in love with it a couple of years ago. At first, obviously, it's like any sport. I don't know what the hell anything's going on. I don't know how to play the game. But eventually, a 1-0 game or 1-0 game is just, I'm screaming going, this is the best game I've seen all year. And it's, I'm so excited for them. And to your point, no one thought years ago when they built that fabulous stadium down on campus that would translate into a Final Four, but it did. Talk about that stadium down in Louisville. It hosted the national championship 2 years ago.
It did, and it's hosted D2 championships. It's hosted, you know, it's the home of Bellarmine Field Hockey 2 right now, because you have to have that AstroTurf. So Bellarmine, once they went D1, they had to use Traeger. And it is, I mean, it's an amazing facility, and I get jealous of the girls every time I go down there. Their locker room, they've got their weight room, all that stuff is just, it's an immaculate facility. It's so awesome.
So how can people view the game? I would imagine, is there, or can they? Is there going to be an online option, or how can people view this?
Yeah, so they will play on ESPN3. You can watch it on ESPN3. The first semifinal game is at 1. That's between Iowa and North Carolina. And then the second game with Louisville and Michigan is at 4 o'clock.
ESPN3, that's your computer.
Yeah.
Yes, that's on the computer. That so sucks. Don't get me started on that one.
No, don't get me started because that sucks. It's wrong.
Okay, I'm going to chase a squirrel for a second because we were talking about stinky things that need to be washed. Okay, there was a new poll that came out.
A survey,
or as my country butt says, a poll.
Poll. Hey, man, there's a poll out there, man.
Hey, did you listen to that poll? Anyway, there's a survey come out that was talking about the least likely items to be washed, all right?
And yeah.
The leader on that was coats. I never wash my coat. It's a coat.
I wash it all the time.
I never wash my coat.
You dry cleaned?
No.
Yours especially needs to be dry cleaned.
No, the more dog hair, the better. What are you talking about? anyway, on the gross scale, 30% actually say they wash their bed sheets only once a year. It's going to lead me to the list. Here's the list, Connor, of least likely things to be washed.
I don't think I want to hear this.
Yeah, I know.
All right. These are
okay, all right.
Listen, first of all, why is he doing this list with you, Connor?
Because we
I think this says...
yeah, what does this say about me? Hold on. I don't know.
You want to hear something funny? Like, when I went to We Grow Hair Indy, the wife and I were there, and she was they took the stitches out, and they looked at me, and she goes, hey, now, if you want, you can even get a haircut.
Please do.
And my wife goes, she's trying to hint. Anyway, these are the least likely things to be washed in a year, okay? A blanket, 36% of them said that. Cushion covers, we've never washed the cushion covers in our house.
All the time.
Do you really? Connor, yes. Do you?
We have kids.
How do you wash a cushion? No, you know what I do? I vacuum it and I Febreze it.
That's it right there. That's what you do.
And so there's no point in washing it.
They unzip. You zip them and you take off the covers and you wash them because I guess my kids are just messy. But we unzip them when they get bad or a coffee stain or something like that. We wash them, yes.
Here's something that you rarely wash or wash once a year, a scarf. I don't have that because I'm not a character in a Dickens novel. jeans. I wash my jeans every time I wear them.
No,
you're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to do that.
Wait, what are you talking
no,
about?
No, you're supposed to wear them a bunch of times before you wash them. You can't
That's
wash
disgusting.
Them every time. You're wasting
you're
water.
Not supposed to wash them. Yeah, yeah, you're supposed to wash. You are supposed to wash jeans like once a year.
Oh, yeah, that's shut
true.
Up!
Yeah,
you're supposed to put them in the freezer.
That's true.
That's how you're supposed to keep them clean. It's
Thank
put
you.
Them in the freezer.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever
no,
heard
it's
in my
not.
Life.
You yeah, roll them up. You roll them up and put them in the freezer.
Hey, give me the lasagna. Where is it? Right next to my corduroys and my jeans. All right, here's something I never washed. When I was in sales, I would take them to the dry cleaners. I would do it quarterly as suits. Sweater.
I don't own one of those.
Sweaters once a year. See, I don't get this pants. It goes back to the, it's just pants. How is that different from jeans?
Because people.
I'm curious about what kind of pants.
First of all, let's catch him up, Connor. No one wears jeans anymore.
I do.
Well.
They're bell bottoms, too.
Let me reiterate the statement.
Are you going to tell me these bell bottoms I have on right now aren't cool?
No.
Okay, then let me prove you wrong right now.
Okay.
Every time I wear these to Walmart or somewhere, I hear, look at that. People can't get in. They stare at them. They like them so much.
Well,
I'm not surprised by.
Yeah, you get a lot of compliments from old people when we're out, and they go, look at that pair of dungarees on that fella.
Last two on the list, things that people wash only once a year is hats and hoodies. I wash my hoodies every, I don't know, whenever I get too much dog hair.
You're an overwasher.
Hats I never wash.
All right. Connor, again today, 4 o'clock on ESPN3, Louisville Field Hockey. We're a field hockey town. You got you coach Stealth, which is one of the clubs, and of course you do a great job. You played at Ballard. We're all excited. Can't wait to watch this afternoon.
Vinetti, you keep forgetting I played for Bellarmine, too.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You played for Bellarmine also,
and
yes.
Hey, and Bellarmine has a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
My gosh.
Yeah, that's true. But they don't have
they
any
do.
Cover.
They do. And I love it. And I love U of L field hockey, Bellarmine field hockey all across this town. I mean, it's grown immensely. And, you know, like I said, there's six local girls on U of L's team, two from Assumption, two from Sacred Heart, one from Manual, one from Cal. And the Cal girl is a goalkeeper. She's a redshirt sophomore who basically got thrown into the goal this spring season with no real good training because they didn't have the spring season that they usually get their training. Yeah. She just had to be thrown right into the goal. And she's done a great job. She was on Cal's first state championship team in 2017. Her name is Sam Minrath. So everybody definitely root for her and the rest of the U of L field hockey team today because it's going to be an awesome game.
Well, my wife is in a meeting, so I'll end with this. Go Cards.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
that's
go
safe.
Cards.
That's safe. All right, Connor, it's great to see you. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. See you. Oh, I thought I was
wrong. Why you turn my mic off, man?
I don't know.
Hey, I want to talk to you a minute about Tony's Brake and Alignment. It's the only place the Witten family trusts. I trust them with my car, my wife's car, my dear sweet mother's, all my friends and families. It's the only place that I recommend. It's a family-owned operated business. Always has been for three generations. So why is that important? I'm going to tell you. Because family-operated business and family-owned businesses, they have so much pride in their work and their name, and that's what you're going to find the very second you step into Tony's Brake and Alignment. A lot of places will try to throw extra things, extra charges when you get vehicle maintenance done or vehicle repair. You don't get that with Tony's Brake and Alignment. They tell you exactly what you need, and they care about you and your car's safety. This is the team you should trust when it comes to your vehicle. They have so much confidence in their work. They don't give you just a warranty. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. That's unheard of. Put your mind at rest. Go with the best. That's my friends at Tony's Brake and Alignment.
Sit tight. Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS. All right, folks, it is Friday, and for now, the sun is shining. They're telling us it's going to rain most of the weekend, especially Mother's Day, which sucks, because the bats are finally open. This week, they've really gotten started, and Dwight was out there Wednesday with the half-price margaritas, and it's been they're limited with tickets, and we've talked about this with Andy Beshear, and we got to get it opened up. But they're basically selling out almost every night. Because people are just starved with it, and wait till you see the stadium. It has been redone. It is fantastic. So, Kentucky Kingdom also opens tomorrow. Remember, they are under new management, and they're part of a four or five different park area. So, it's going to be exciting to work with them this year. Kentucky Kingdom's fantastic. They've made leaps and bounds in the last couple of years, and I think this will take an even bigger step for our community. And Kentucky Kingdom's just part of what we do. And if you get a chance to go out there this summer, I think that's a good idea. And they're open again tomorrow to start the season. Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul went face-to-face yesterday. This is what boxing is now. MMA is now, is these sort of niche gimmick fights. Floyd Mayweather is 87 years old. He's fought like 100 times. And Logan Paul is like 20 something years old and is 6'9" or he's humongous. So I don't know what's going to happen in this thing, but the video yesterday was, if you get a chance, go watch it. I can't play it because there's too many cuss words in it. But basically they're face to face. And then Logan Paul goes, "Got your hat." Remember how your big brother would do that? Or your big sister, it doesn't matter, would snatch your hat and then run off with it, and it just pissed you off so bad you wanted to pummel him in the face. That's what happened yesterday. So, "Got your hat," at the end, like a little kid, and Floyd Mayweather lost his mind. I could tell when most of these are fake and they're faking the animosity and all that and the anger. That was not fake. Mayweather wants to kill him. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I guarantee you, anybody watch the video, they're going to buy a ticket for this thing. So, got your head. It's just so annoying. I can't think of anybody in my life that would,
that would do the
get your hat
you
and
can't.
Run off. Or maybe do this.
Are you upset?
Repeat every word that you say right back. I did.
I will tell you this, though. If If Mayweather has defeated Ricky Hatton, my favorite boxer, Pacquiao, and even Conor McGregor, and this guy knocks him out, it's going to be hilarious.
Mayweather is the famous "I'm in a fight, but I'm not in a fight" guy, and he's undefeated. It really is passive aggressive in the mat, in the ring. But I will see. I think that Logan Paul, he's humongous. He's got about 3 foot reach on him, and if he connects with Floyd Mayweather, he's going to sleep.
Yeah, but the bigger they come, the harder they fall.
That's also true.
I will tell you this though: the Pacquiao and Mayweather fight, it was like watching Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. They danced around.
Because they're gimmick fights anymore.
It was horrible.
They're gimmicks. They're sucking you in for your $100, and they're gimmicks. That's what it is. This one is a pretty good one.
The $100, I don't mind. It's staying up to 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that also sucks.
What am I, Paris Hilton?
Right. All right, back after this. Hour number 2 coming your way. Keep it where you got it. News Radio 840 WHAS. The Tony and Dwight Show brought to you by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.